So you have the floor.
Merci, Monsieur le Vice-Président.
Thank you so much, Vice Chair.
The statement of the European Union. This year we celebrate the 70th anniversary of the 1951 Geneva Convention on the Status of Refugees. Let me use this opportunity to once again express Austria's high esteem and gratitude to all UNHCR staff in the field and at headquarters for their unwavering commitment and tireless efforts. We know and value that many of you perform life-saving work on complicated and dangerous duty stations. Equally, I want to thank High Commissioner Filippo Grandi and Deputy High Commissioner Kelly Clements for their excellent and inspiring leadership. Mr. Vice President, like many delegations before us, we are appalled that the COVID-19 pandemic has neither stopped oppression, nor violence, nor war, irrespective of the Secretary General's call for a global ceasefire. Alarmingly, this is what happens. Despite the fatal and disruptive consequences of the pandemic on some of the most vulnerable and marginalized people, in particular refugees, IDPs, stateless persons, and other persons of concern of the UNHCR. And gross human rights violations, civic strife, and armed conflict have further escalated, including in Belarus, Syria, Ethiopia, Myanmar, and most recently, Afghanistan. In an environment like this, we're very grateful to be able to rely on your partnership with UNHCR as a resilient and steadfast institution which quickly adapted its response to the new situations and kept its commitment to deliver despite extremely challenging circumstances. Among the wide range of UNHCR operational activities for the benefit of its persons of concern, Austria especially values the organization's effort to ensure the equal delivery of life-saving assistance to women and girls, guarantee the security of livelihoods for women and girls, and protect women and girls from violence in line with the humanitarian principles. This includes the promotion of gender equality, protection of women and girls from sexual and gender-based violence, and ensuring access to sexual and reproductive health rights. Mr. Vice President, Austria also commends UNHCR for its work in the area of education, such as by assisting more than 930,000 students in 74 countries to follow distance and home-based learning. Likewise, we support UNHCR activities to the benefit of persons with disabilities, such as the Action Plan on Disability Inclusion, focusing on access to education for children with disabilities during lockdown, COVID-19 socioeconomic support, and targeted access to livelihoods. Austria will continue to provide a substantial part of its humanitarian funding to UNHCR. This year, our federal government has, among others, decided to allocate 1 million euros each to the UNHCR operation in Cambodia and in Syria, 10 million euros to the organization's activities in Afghanistan and its neighboring countries, hosting Afghan refugees, and furthermore, we have increased our core contribution to UNHCR by 1.65 million euros. We're happy to say that for the first time in our history, we have joined the $20 million club. Austria fully supports the well-deserved and timely adoption of ExCom conclusions on international protection and durable solutions in the context of a public health emergency. We look forward to the high-level officials meeting in December as an important event for stock-taking on progress made in achieving the four goals of the Global Compact on Refugees. Mr. Vice President, in recent months, we have seen attempts by states to exploit the vulnerability of human beings for political purposes. The instrumentalization of refugees and migrants by states is utterly unacceptable and violates fundamental values and principles. We condemn any attempts to instrumentalize refugees and migrants by orchestrating the flow across EU external borders for political motives. We remain determined to protect the EU's external borders and prevent abuse of the EU asylum system. Mr. Vice President, this year we also celebrate the 60th anniversary of the 1961 UN Convention on the Reduction of Statelessness. As a party to both UN Statelessness Conventions and a member of the Group of Friends of the Belong Campaign, Austria wishes to express its continued support to all efforts to end statelessness. We welcome the commitments by many states to end gender discriminatory national laws, provide universal birth registration, and ensure safeguards against childhood statelessness. Among other achievements, we commend the recent achievements accomplished by Kenya, Uganda, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and Iran in reducing statelessness. Austria will continue to be a strong partner of UNHCR and stand ready to further support your organization as the leading UN institution for refugees, IDPs, and stateless persons. Thank you very much.